If you're just joining us, this is the Republic of Texas Radio Show, Hour 2, November 26, 2017. Time has flown. Or is flying, one of the two. We got Ed Brenham on the line here. And, well, he's with the Republic of Texas. He's a lot more, man, he's an interesting character. He's been following this rabbit trail for many, many years. And we're going to see what he has going on just recently. I've heard a little bit about it. Well, I'm going to stop talking. Hey, Ed, are you there?
I'm here.
Well, welcome to the show, Ed. I hear you. I hear you just fine. Go ahead. Get it started.
I would like to cover something that we've discovered in the International Committee of the Republic of Texas, but it concerns everyone in North America.
Okay.
And so what I'd like to do is start off with a quote from Abraham Lincoln that people should be thinking about. Quote, "The philosophy in the schoolroom in one generation will be the philosophy of government in the next generation." And then I start off with a definition of nation out of Webster's Dictionary, 1828. "A nation is a body of people inhabiting the same country or united under the same sovereign or government, such as the English nation, the French nation. It often happens that many nations are subject to one government, in which case the word nation usually denotes a body of people speaking the same language, or a body that has formerly been under a distinct government, but has been conquered, like the state of Texas was conquered in 1961 or 62, or incorporated with a larger nation, which is also the state of Texas and all the other states, really. So
right. So, but let's go back to that. Let's expand real quick. In the Constitution, all states were countries, from my understanding. Is that correct?
That's correct.
And that was the Republic was the small government that, you know, really wasn't a government. It was the binding body or something like that. And that all changed in 18...
Yeah, it's what I want to show people what happened.
Okay, well, go ahead.
A quote from James Madison. "Each state, in ratifying its constitution, is considered a sovereign body, independent of all others, and only to be bound by its own voluntary act. Example, the right to secede. In this relation, then, the new U.S. Constitution will, if established, be a federal and not a national constitution. Using the understood definitions of federal and national, definition of federal at that time regards the Union as a confederacy of sovereign states. National regards the Union as a consolidation of states. It is clear to see that the founders and framers of the first U.S. Constitution understood that the federal system meant a confederacy and that each state held its own sovereignty, and that the national system meant the consolidation of the states to form a one-nation government. Were states no longer held to their sovereignties when it was seen that the southern states were losing the war, Webster's Dictionary in 1864 made a change in political word meanings for what was coming to the United States of America. In 1865, 1 year later, the U.S. government made Webster's the official dictionary for the U.S. government. Here is the Webster's altered definition of the word federal. Federal, formed by compact between political units that surrender individual sovereignty to a central authority, but retain certain limited powers. Is this not the definition that Madison was relating to national? The creators of subordinate to the creation, our true federal system was a confederacy of sovereign states. Consolidation of the states with Washington, D.C. being the supreme power was not what came through the doors of the 1787 Constitutional Convention. We keep hearing from many, take America back. I have two questions making that quote. What or which America are you talking about? Isn't it only logical to first know what you has been lost in order to take something back? So, let's learn what has been lost first, so that we can know exactly what we hope to take back. Could the United States ever have been a confederate system of government, as with the states of the Old South, and not the national system of government that exists today? While the English colonies were still fighting for their independence, they formed a compact between themselves, a constitution. This constitution was called Articles of Confederation, forming a confederacy, a league of sovereigns united. Article 1 of the Articles of Confederation, quote, the style of this confederacy shall be the United States of America. 2, Article 2, each state retains its sovereignty, freedom, and independence, and every power, jurisdiction, and right, which is not by this confederation expressly delegated to the United States in Congress assembled. Therefore, each state under this compact constitution did not surrender their sovereignty to a centralized national government. They form a confederacy, a league of sovereign republics. A comparable example would be the Indian nations of the West, each sovereign uniting together to fight George Custer. They did not surrender their tribes to form one vast Indian nation. James Madison speaks of the new Constitution in the Federalist Paper. Each state, in ratifying the Constitution, is considered as a sovereign body, independent of all others, and only to be bound by their own voluntary act, the right to secede from the compact. In this relation, then, the new Constitution will, if established, be a federal and not a national constitution.
That's where we're at, no?
Yeah. National regards the unions as a consolidation of the states, surrender of sovereignty to form one nation under centralized national government. So Madison's definition of national sounds just like today's American government. Now, what was the foundation for the fall of the constitutional government? It wasn't the Federal Reserve Act. It was the 14th Amendment to the U.S. Constitution. The root of today's national government, Take Back America. If the 14th Amendment changes the character of the government by transferring to Congress its supreme power over the states, the Federal Reserve control over the people's money, that this amendment stole the people's government and their citizenship status. You know, we've always heard the 14th Amendment was for the black man to become citizens. It made slaves out of everybody.
Yeah. It made second-class citizens.
That's correct. They took their iron. That's where you lost all the sovereignty. The federal government had supreme power over the states, and any legislation, law of the states, are superseded by this federal government, and therefore are subject to abolishment by the feds. The 14th Amendment enlarges the judicial power of the United States so as to bring every law passed by the state and every single principle of common law relating to life, liberty, or property within the jurisdiction of the federal tribunals. Yet, 14th Amendment is to subordinate the state judiciaries to federal supervision and control. This federal tribunals, whose judgment and decrees will be supreme and will override the decision of state courts and leave them utterly powerless. On August the 29th, 1866, the year Congress proposed the 14th Amendment. An ex parte by a fellow named Knowles is prior to the 14th Amendment, there is no such thing as a citizen of the United States. That's the corporation. But the 14th Amendment made what you call a citizenship, but and what it did is took away the sovereignty and made them slaves. U.S. versus Anthony, the 14th Amendment creates and defines in law citizenship of the United States. That's capital U.S. citizen. 1895-96, a citizen of a state is now only a citizen of the United States residing in a state, considered to be true American citizenship lost. So, even John McCain, in early August 2010, wrote, with the passage of the 14th Amendment, citizens changed from being citizens of the state to citizens of the federal government. Nationals of Congress, U.S. citizen, capital lives, whether freemen or subjects, Take Back America is only a pipe dream until our true citizenship status can be reclaimed, not before then. Out of Louisiana in 1967, whereas the purported 14th Amendment was never lawfully adopted in accordance with the requirements of the United States Constitution. And in 1957, out of Georgia, a memorial to Congress to declare that the 14th and 15th Amendments to the Constitution of the United States were never validly adopted and that they are null and void and to no effect. New Jersey, 1868, made vague for the purpose of facilitating encroachment upon the lives, liberties, and property of the people, intended to overthrow the system of self-government.
Hey, Ed, let me stop you right there. I need to... Alan, we had a caller several months back that was telling us that it was like we're in a septic system looking all around and we're all trying to describe that septic system. And Ed, you made a great description of the septic system that we live in and the problem of the 14th Amendment. And we're all stuck in it, right? We're all stuck in it. And the do you remember who that caller was, Alan, by chance?
I can't recall who that was.
Now, we had a big, long discussion about this, Ed, and one of the reasons why I wanted to have you on, you know, wasn't necessarily to discuss the septic system or the road leading up to the 14th Amendment, right, and, you know, how it changed us from, well, first-class citizens, right, or not even citizens, sovereigns of a nation, into, well, servants of the national government, was more to see your avenues to freeing people from this septic system that is the corporate United States of America. And I know you're wanting to describe it because you spent a lot of time seeing the world around us. And but Republic Broadcasting, we have a lot of people here that already understand we're up to it to our necks. You know, you guys have had a lot of successes, you know, where at least you've had a lot of successes recently helping people that are being, well, attacked by the system. Perhaps you can jump into that.
Yeah. That was about all I had on the 14th Amendment. I thought it was very important that people know exactly where that came from and what it was for. You know.
Oh, I like it. Yeah, I understand.
Even it's more of an educational deal. Anyway, talking about successes here within the last 90 days, we have helped several people get freedom from the IRS. And I think that's one of the big problems, and we have proved successfully on these several people. The IRS has is lack of jurisdiction. It has no jurisdiction. And what we found out was there was one court in the United States called the Federal Tax Court. It's the only court in the United States that has jurisdiction over the IRS. And so that's where all everything goes to from for our paperwork, and we use their own forms. We don't have any makeup forms or nothing else. And every case we've sent to them, that court has ruled with judge signatures and everything. Lack of jurisdiction on the IRS. We had one senator with the Republic of Texas we helped. He had 27 years dismissed against him.
Oh, hang on there, Ed. We got a commercial coming up. We'll be right back after the break. Okay. Hang in there, folks. We'll be back.
Extendivite, a 7-herb combination of garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle. Extendivite is designed to strengthen the heart and arteries and help the body heal itself. Doctors are not able to explain the improvements they are seeing in their patients' health who are taking Extendivite. People who once needed more pills are now taking less and getting better. Due to the unexplainable improvements in their patients' health, more doctors are calling to order Extendivite for themselves. Help Extendivite make your doctor a believer. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now, but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
All right. There once was a free man, and now there isn't. I guess that's kind of where we're at right now. We want to be free. Republic of Texas Radio. Ed Brenham from the Republic of Texas is on the line. We have a short segment that we're in currently, and Ed was telling us a little bit about, you know, how they're finding some recourse against the Internal Revenue System and their ability to reach out and take your money. And, well, he's also saying that the emperor has no clothes. Why don't you go ahead and tell us a little bit more about that there, Ed?
Okay, let me read you a couple of things that has to do with jurisdiction. Coming from a judge, when a judge knows that he lacks jurisdiction or acts in the face of clearly valid statutes expressly depriving him of jurisdiction, judicial immunity is lost. He is then liable for suit. And that's Rankin versus Howard, 1980. The judge must be acting within his jurisdiction as to subject matter and person to be entitled to immunity from civil action for his acts. And then a judicial officer acts entirely without jurisdiction or without compliance with jurisdiction requisites, he may be held civilly liable for abuse of process, even though he had involved a decision made in good faith that he had jurisdiction. The one I really like is done by a judge, and it says, we judges have no more right to decline the exercise of jurisdiction which is given than to usurp that which is not given. The one or other would be treason to the Constitution. That's Cohen versus Virginia, 1821. And what we have here, just in the success we've had here lately, there's a lot of people around in a lot of different states is using our system right now. But just for Texas, we have had two active senators and one wife, one ex-senator, one Speaker of the House, one treasurer and son with both their wives, one ex-attorney general and wife, one ex-representative, one paralegal, several Texans and Texians, and we have, I know of two people that were in prison, put there by the IRS with lack of jurisdiction, and they now are getting themselves free from all of, they're working on trying to clear their cases and everything.
So let me give you an example real quick, right, to try to frame what we're talking about here. The Internal Revenue System, which is not part of the corporate United States of America, will sit there and do things to people like, oh, well, they'll contact your employer and say, hey, by the way, all of his money needs to go to us because it's our money, right? And how do they do that, Ed?
The IRS works strictly on fear.
Agreed.
The IRS actually doesn't take your money. If you will notice, they get somebody else to steal the money from you.
Right.
And then they send them
some kind of a notice of fear, right? So just a letter
right.
from, and what's this fear letter called that they hand off?
To like a bank, they're going to come in and start auditing them. They'll use the audit fear just about on everything. Now, we wrote, years and years ago, we wrote every county clerk in Texas, which was every county, 264, I believe, and that what they were doing was plumb illegal. And, but they just kept on doing it. It's just like your property taxes are illegal. They just keep on collecting them.
Okay, let's do the break. We'll be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets, even with a growing audience every day. RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
All right. We are back. Hey, welcome back, everybody, to Republic Broadcasting. This is Doc. I had to grab the horns for just a minute. Well, Steve will be right back. Ed, this is very confusing stuff, and so I wanted to kind of say what I understand from all the people I've talked to, and maybe you could touch on it, because if they're just listening to you, it is a very confusing thing. But here's how I've been told, and I understand it, is the IRS for a long time would send out a notice of levy, and then whether it through your employer or just taking away your pension or Social Security, they would just take the money, and there was nothing anybody knew how to do. And finally, you gentlemen found out, using their own paperwork, their own system, you basically called their bluff and found out they never really went to a tax court and they never really had a levy. They just sent out basically a letter saying we're going to get a levy, and everybody didn't know what to do. So now you've got a lot of people, and I have spoke to one gentleman who they were stealing his pension and most of his Social Security, and he was living off of just a few dollars a month disability. And after he filed this paperwork and the system looked into it, they found there was no jurisdiction to ever take his money in the beginning, and there had been no levy from a tax court. So they had to drop this because of lack of jurisdiction, and he now is getting his money for the first time in several years. Does that sum it up pretty good?
That's correct. What the IRS does in the past, if they want to take you to court and going to try to take your property or something like that, they would go to a state district court. Well, the state district courts do not have any jurisdiction over the IRS. They actually rule on things. It's just a fear tactic. You know, people don't understand it. The process that we're using is so simple that most of the people that have been fighting courts for 20 years cannot get it through their head. They don't think it'll work because it's too simple. And this the only court that can be used to do any good is that federal tax court. And you can get their forms off of the internet and everything. We'll show how to do that. This afternoon, I'll be sending out a notice that we will be having a call on Tuesday night this week. And if anyone is listening would like to be on that call, send me an email. Tell me what state you're in. Or if you're in Texas, just tell me what county you're in. And I'll send you, put you on the list to receive this notice I'll be sending out. And my email is reptx777@att.net. It's reptx777@att.net.
And how can they reach you? How can they reach you at the Republic website? What's a phone number to get a hold of anybody? And if they're interested in any of your YouTube stuff, how can they get in touch with you?
My phone number is 903-692-1970.
And you have a website with YouTube videos and educational stuff?
Yes. It's on Twitter. Republic.
TheTexasRepublic.com?
I think it's Republic 4, number 4, U. But I'm going to have to check that out.
Okay, now could you kind of walk people through this process so that if they're listening, and like I said earlier, I understood a lot of what you were talking about because people have told me about it, but if you just heard it cold this morning, it was very confusing. So what process would they start? They get in touch with you guys, you're going to tell them what forms the IRS has that you use and how to start the process?
Yes, we will explain it on the call tomorrow, Tuesday night. But we will also send them the forms or tell them how to get the forms and help them fill them out, whatever they want. They can give us a call. The fellow that is actually that found all this, he will be on the call Tuesday night. I do not bring his name out, not without his permission, you know, on a radio broadcast.
Well, that makes sense. You know, we're not asking you to do anything like that. What I always worry about when I hear this kind of stuff is that once you find a way to kind of catch somebody doing something wrong, they go and change the rules again so they can get away with it in another angle. But this is what you guys found out right now is their system, their paperwork, and basically they're helping you right or wrong. Am I correct?
That's correct. The fellow that mention that I can't mention has done 500 of these same, and that's 500 wins. Every one of them is one.
Now, I was also told that this same system has netted some success in property tax. Is that true?
Yeah, okay. What most people don't understand is if they're in Texas, ad valorem taxes are non-constitutional anyway to start with, but they use the same old thing called fear to get people to pay taxes and everything. You get a notice in the mail, and it'll say this is not a bill, but it'll have these figures on there. So what you can do right there is either take it back there or send it back and write on it, do you have jurisdiction over my house or this property, whatever that bill is for. Okay, they're not going to answer you because they don't have jurisdiction, so they're not going to answer. So you just keep doing it. Do it, you file a default. It's a pre-default, and then you file a default. And then once you get that filed in the county records, you can just take a copy of that every year when they send you this bill. You just put a copy of that with it and say, this is already paid for or something, you know. But we're working on property taxes. We're not where we want to be exactly on property taxes.
Let me sum this up a minute then. So right now, ladies and gentlemen, anybody that's listening, anybody you know, if you know somebody that's losing their pension or their IRA or their Social Security, something they worked for their whole life and put the money in, there's a system through the IRS using their own paperwork, and these gentlemen at the Republic will help you. You just get in touch with them, or you can get on Ed's call tomorrow night. Now, on the property tax, you haven't had the same success yet, but you're working in that direction. Is that what I understand?
Well, okay, like the IRS, we're getting years of IRS completely eliminated. We haven't got where we can completely eliminate the taxes yet, the property taxes. There are some people that haven't paid property taxes in 9 or 10 years, but they still get this bill every year. You still haven't got a way to have property like an allodial title or something like that for you. In other words, they're still claiming they own the land.
So this could still be a real problem for people. So that's not something that I would recommend you expect the same success as you've had with Social Security. And I think Steve's back now. So, Steve, if you're back and you want to grab the steering wheel, it's all yours. I think we do understand a little better now that if you've got a problem or you know somebody that's lost their pension or Social Security, they're having real success. And you can get that money and stop suffering every month struggling.
Yeah, I am. Back.
What we're trying to do is get people's paychecks coming back first. Then, after that, if they wish to go into a battle with the IRS and try to get, you know, some of their money back that they've took from them over the years, then that's up to them. However they want to. We're not attorneys. You know, we're not telling anybody they should do this either. It's strictly up to them. We'll show them how to do it, but okay. We also do not charge for anything.
Yeah, that's good. Hey, okay. So if I am suffering from, you know, an attack of the IRS, they're sitting there, they've garnished my wages and so forth. You have a process that has been successful so far, not you personally, right? But you, you know, the conference call that you have on Tuesday night, you talk about a little bit of the process to go through to get that lifted from the individual that he's being, well, having his money stolen. You know, that's an interesting avenue, and that's a little bit of relief, and I appreciate that. You know, I hear it's a, is this a long process, Ed, to go through? You know, you're going to suffer several years of, you know, wage garnishment or, you know, loss of Social Security? What have you seen so far, or what have you heard so far? How much time?
For example, the person that Doc was talking about a while ago, they had been taking almost $3,000 a month from this fella for 39 months. That was his retirement with Dow Chemical, his Social Security, and most of his military insurance pay. Okay, in less, almost 60 days, it was just a little less than 60 days, he received all his checks going and coming.
They started coming back to him, not to the IRS, huh?
Yes. Oh, yeah. Hmm. Almost $3,000 worth. See, so he was living on less than $500 a month for almost it was over 3 years. You know,
that's kind of hard. Losing $3,000 a month for 39 months. That's a lot of money they took from him. Yeah. I'm glad that he's starting to get it back. Cool. That's good.
We had one rancher. We've had one rancher. He's been fighting for 20 years. They've been after his ranch out close to Lakey. And he has now got his paper from the court. He's using now. I think he only used 17 years. But they're all lack of jurisdiction from the court, the tax court. He got his last week. So I don't know for sure when he first started his. I can't tell you how long it's taken. Because most of them is less than 60 days.
So it's a pretty quick process.
You know, we know people been, you know, been fighting for years and years and years and years, never gotten nowhere. So,
I've heard a lot of different ways to do this or that or free yourself. This isn't a free yourself all of a sudden become a first class individual and get free of the 14th Amendment. It's really just shutting them down on what they've been doing incorrectly. And how the process that they're going through to take, you know, it's taking people's money right off the bat. That's is that correct?
Yes, we have a lot of patriots out there that's taking money from people that shouldn't be. I can tell you that.
So we need to clarify this and how people, if they're interested, if they're having a situation where, you know, the IRS is going after their wages and they're losing money to this theft, you know, how do they get on that call one more time? What's an easy way for them to do it? It's the best way for them to email you.
And that's the best way, but I'm fixing to give you a... I'll give you a number and a code. And these are always, we have our calls on the second and fourth Tuesday nights. Okay, the call number is 605-472-5645. The access code number is 583-966#.
And that's the bridge line, and that's on Tuesday evening at what time?
7:30.
Texas time, Central Standard Time, right?
If they send me their email, I can, and I get on, put them on my list. I'll send them the official notice.
All right. Hey, Ed, thanks for joining us. Appreciate you. Hope to know more about this in the coming future. Take care.
Okay. We'll keep you posted. Thank you. Bye.
Okay. Bye-bye. Republic of Texas Radio. We'll be right back.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you some from Amazon.com. This product is superb. I have been taking it for about a year now, and I can feel my cardiovascular system run like a Swiss watch. I definitely recommend this product for anyone that has high cholesterol, high blood pressure, and heart palpitations, A+. It's potent, but it works. I have been waking up for the past 3 years with numb hands, and a week into using Extendivite, my numb hands seem to have cleared up. My circulation was off, and now it's back on track. So I'm happy. I feel so energized, and I have my husband on it now. My mother-in-law has cholesterol problems, so I bought her a bottle as well. Thank you so much. Love the product. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Do you worry a lot? If you're forgetful, nervous, moody, or overwhelmed, chances are you're not protecting yourself from the ravaging effects of stress and anxiety. No matter the cause, ongoing stress and elevated levels of the stress hormone cortisol can rob your memory, your health, your quality of life, and your future. Now you can combat the effects of stress and anxiety while improving your memory and recall at the same time with the dietary supplement Calm and Clever. Studies show that the ingredients in Calm and Clever reduce cortisol by as much as 30% in as little as 1 to 2 weeks and increase your ability to recall facts, names, and numbers in 4 to 12 weeks. Calm and Clever was created by scientist Kurt Hendricks, a principal investigator in 2 NIH-funded studies on Alzheimer's disease. Try Calm and Clever for 2 months. You'll feel the difference. Call 1-800-758-8746 or go to calmandclever.com.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AirOutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more, plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
All right, we're back. Republic of Texas Radio. Well, thanks, Ed Brenham, for coming on the show. You know, I know there's a lot of people out there that are suffering with, the loss of money, right? The money that was supposed to be going to them. I know that's one of the biggest problems in this world, is everybody's taking your money. Any thoughts on that, Doc?
Well, yeah, it's a shame because Ed is explaining all that stuff, and it gets a little technical and difficult, but the bottom line is you pay into Social Security all your life, whether you like it or not. It's your money. And then they found out that illegally, and Doc Green has said this best, that the government has never let the law get in its way, but they found out illegally that the IRS was taking your money, not their money, not government owed money, but your money illegally with a so-called letter of notice of levy when there was no levy and they didn't have jurisdiction to get one. And when the IRS tax court, the federal court, got involved, they had to admit these guys are doing it wrong. So there is hope, people. If they can help you, I know you can get him at thetexasrepublic.com and you get on his call Tuesday. It sounded a little overwhelming if you heard all that today on the show, but the bottom line is, using their paperwork, three pieces of paper, they tell me, they called them on the carpet for breaking their own rules and taking money they shouldn't take from you. So it's nice to hear that the good, decent people can get their money back.
You've actually talked to a lot of people that have had, you know, relief from this kind of issue using that process. Is that correct, Doc?
I've talked to some that actually got the money back. I've talked to several that are getting the letter saying that there was no jurisdiction, so the money should be forthcoming.
So they're in process.
Yeah, it's in process. And it sounds like it's pretty quick. Within 60 to 90 days, they got checks. And the one gentleman I know personally was really struggling to survive. He had what should have been a good retirement and a good Social Security, and they took it all away. And I think it was for 5 years. Ed thought three, but I think the gentleman told me it was 5 years.
Ooh, that's a long time to be, you know, stolen from. When you say they got the money back, we don't mean the back rears of that 5 years of theft. It just stopped happening. Is that correct?
Or yeah, that part stopped, and then now their phase two is using the same government paperwork, going back after the money that was taken all those years. I mean, can you imagine? $3,000 a month isn't much for all those elites, but for the average family, that's the difference between eating or not and paying your bills. And so for 5 years, that gentleman lost $3,000 a month that he earned, and it was his money. So it's really nice to hear something good like this happened. And I know him personally, and you do too. He's a really great guy. And, you know, he just kept struggling. He knew there had to be a solution because he knew it was wrong. And it was kind of nice to see that there's a success and he's getting his money back now.
Yeah, I appreciate that. We'll keep an eye on this and see how it all plays out. If you're looking for more information, I just focus you over to thetexasrepublic.com and contact Ed Brenham. You know, his email address is up there. And, well, until next week, folks, have a good Sunday. Yeah. Love you all. Take care.
In the farther sky, paid attention to each little blessing in this life. Had a more intimate connection with the spirit world. Learned as a community and equally taught every boy and girl. The tree of life is us, my friends.
Do you or someone you know suffer from chest pain, blood pressure, cholesterol, or irregular heartbeat? Are you looking for a more natural solution to overcome these health challenges? You hear the ads all the time. If this stuff's so good, why doesn't my doctor prescribe it? That's easy. Doctors are not trained in natural medicine. Extendivite Heart Tonic does want you to be as healthy as you can be, and it really works. Take Extendivite for 6 months and your doctor will say, "I don't know what you're doing, but don't stop. It's working for you." Get the dependability of Extendivite. Just see how you feel in 6 months. A 2 month supply of either capsules or liquid is only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. Call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.